This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. In Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Ches, we have the warning, V'shoichad lo sikach, do not take bribes. Ki ha-shoichid ya'aver pikchim v'salif d'rei tzadikim. Bribes blind those who could see, they distort those who are just. Tonight, at 8:30, in our weekly share, we're going to speak about one of the great all-time works called Shem HaGadolim of the Chida. But this morning, in the context of the lav of V'lo Yikach Shoichad, I want to tell you a story that the Chida brings in the Shem HaGadolim. In Chelek Aleph, his Erech Reb Meir Gabizon, he brings a story that happened with one of the Dayanim in Mitzrayim named Reb Chaim Kapusi. And Reb Chaim Kapusi became one of the Gurei Ho'arizal. His yahrzeit was on the 12th day of Shvat. He was one of the notable Rabbanim in Egypt. He was well versed in the secrets of the Torah. And he was called like one of the Oisei Pella. He was a Dayan, and actually, because of what happened on October 7th, we were not able to go to Egypt this winter, but we were going to go to Cairo, and Rav Chaim Kapusi is actually buried there. And there's a story, an astounding story the Chida brings about Rav Chaim Kapusi, that one time he became ill, and he became blind. And as a Dayan, people began to tattle that he took bribes. And the Torah says, Ki ha-shoichad ya'aver inei chachomim. And Reb Chaim Kapusi did not take it. He got up on the bima, he stood up on his feet, he says, I hear people are meranein acharai. And I say as follows, if I took bribes, then kein yeh tamid ha'anon yichasenu, meaning I should remain blind forever. But if I, in fact, did not take blinds, my eyesight should be restored. V'chein haya, his tefillos were niskabel, his eyesight was restored, he came down from the bima, and the Chida says, until today, anyone who swears falsely on the grave of Reb Chaim Kapusi will be punished immediately. In fact, the Chida says that he personally saw the signature of Reb Chaim Kapusi when he was blind, and the lettering could barely be noticeable. It was clear the person was not able to see. And I saw his signature after, and his signature is Hashem Nisi Chaim Kapusi, written very beautifully. So, while on the one hand, Hashoichad is Ya'aver Enei Chachamim, or Ya'aver Pikchim, nevertheless, this tzaddik, who was always careful, his eyesight was restored. And I'm telling you the story as a little bit to whet your appetite, because tonight I'm going to share with you many nuggets, treasures, jewels that are found in the Sefer Shem HaGadolim of the Chida. So I hope you could join us this evening at 8:30. And there's still an available spot in our program for Yarchei Kala, March 3rd to March 5th, or you could join us in Italy. We still have a few spots left, February 17th to the 22nd. Have a wonderful day, everyone, and hope everyone could join us this evening at 8:30. Okay, Kol Tov. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.